Fiat. November 12, 1937. One act, done in the divine will, loves God for everyone, and gives him that which the creature owes him. One who lives in the divine fiat gives God the occasion to repeat his works in act. God wants to operate one-on-one with the creature. The I love you, divine jewel. The divine volition continues to inundate me with its light, which unleashes a power so great as to form such prodigies in the acts of the creature that one remains as though enraptured. One can see the creative power which encloses everything and does everything in the little human act. Oh, power and love of the divine will, how insuperable you are! Your power conquers everything. Your love seems incredible. In my lovable Jesus, who wants the unheard of prodigies, which his divine fiat can do in the creature to be comprehended, visiting my little soul, told me, "Daughter of my will, the flames of my love are such that I feel suffocated. And in order to give vent a little bit to my love that makes me burn and languish, I return to say what my will can do in the creature. In order for my will to reign, one must know who it is, the extent of its love, what its power is, and what it can do. Now listen to me. As the creature gives it the freedom to operate, it calls its immensity and power. It encloses everything and everyone in that act, and our divinity most holy receives in that act the love of each creature. We hear in that act the voices and the heartbeats of all hearts saying to us, 'We love you, we love you.' This act gives us the adoration of each one and everything that they owe to their Creator. Our will animates everything, and we feel in that act that even the sun, the heavens, the stars, and all creation are saying to us, 'We love you, we adore you, we glorify you.' So we receive everything from our will operating in the creature, and for each of them our love is requited and our glory completed. Our will can give us anything, although it makes use of the act of the creature and taken by love toward the one who lets it operate in her act. It says, 'I give you everything, my daughter. I place you before our Supreme Majesty as the one who has loved us for all, and for each one has given us the glory and the adoration of all, and has made us loved even by the sun, by the heavens.' The whole creation was harmonizing, and all created things were saying among themselves, 'Love, love to our Creator.' Therefore, to you I give the merit of everything. All is yours. My will cannot operate, nor does it want to, unless it encloses everything and does everything." I remained surprised, and I said to myself, "Is this possible? Is all this really possible?" And my dear Jesus added, "My daughter, do not be surprised. One single act of my will is greater than heaven and earth. Its immensity has no boundaries. Its power has no limit. It holds everything and everyone in the palm of his hand. Therefore, in its operating, it has an act of infinite love, which can say, 'Love for all.' And after it has loved for all, Oh, how much of it is left? Besides, our love is perfect. First, we love ourselves. We secure our interests, our glory, our love. And then we descend in the creatures, loving in them with our same love, glorifying ourselves with our own works. Who does not think of himself first? Therefore, whether our will operates within us or in the creatures, first, it must give us by right what is due to us and befits us on behalf of all and of each one. And then the creatures will receive according to their dispositions. Afterwards, I continued to be inundated by the waves of the divine volition, but waves of light packed with truths and love, wanting to make known its prodigies, its power, and what it wants to give to the creature. So I was following its acts that it did in creation, to make them mine, and to be able to say, what belongs to Jesus is mine too. And my always lovable Jesus, coming back, resumed his speech and told me, daughter of my will, as the creature goes back into our works to long for them, love them, and make them her own, our love makes us run toward her, to admit her to our company and renew our works for her alone, as if we were in act of repeating them just for her. Hence, we centralize all our love in her, as well as our power, our joys, and the stratagems and follies of love that we had in creating and delivering the whole creation. And in our emphasis of love, we look at her and we find her heavens with the love that we felt in stretching out their azure vault. Then we look at her again and we find the multiplicity of the stars as she gives her voice to each of them to make them say to us, I love you, I love you, I love you. These voices of I love yous form the most beautiful of the celestial melodies, and their harmony, the sweet sound that they form for us, is such that we feel inebriated. And in our inebriation, we say to her, daughter, how beautiful you are. You are the bearer of infinite joys for us. Not even when everything was created did we receive such melodies and joys, because a creature united to our will was missing, who would make our works say to us, I love you, I love you, I love you. At the sight of such a show of love, we renew the creation of the sun, of the wind, of the sea, of the air, and we centralize in her all our love and divine harmony that we had in creating all these elements. Oh, what joy for us, and the requital of love she gives us, as we look at her and we find her sun that burns for us with love, wind that blows and moans for love of us, informing arcane voices of love, would want to surround us with its love, to tell us, you have loved me, and I love you. Love you have given to me, love do I give to you. And with her sea, she forms for us mighty waves, to the extent of giving us air of love for each breath of creature. And we feel we're being wounded continuously and fainting by her love. A soul who lives in our will is all for us. She keeps us constantly busy. She loves us always, but with her own love. And each time she does her acts in our fiat, we renew the works of creation. And in order to amuse ourselves, love her, and make her love us, we use every act that she does as material to renew our various created works. Even more, our love is not satisfied. It wants to add yet more, and it creates new prodigies of grace to the point of creating our very life in the beloved creature. We like very much to operate one-on-one, as if we were doing everything for her alone. This makes more love, esteem, and appreciation arise toward us who love her so much. Therefore, according to how she unites to us, if she unites in the works of creation, we renew our works of creation. If she unites to our works of redemption, we renew, and I repeat, my birth in act. And looking at her, I find my birth in her, as well as the love by which I was born, while she loves me with that same love with which I was born upon earth. Do you think it is trivial for me to find my own love, which made me be born, cry, suffer, walk, operate? And together with her, one-on-one, I repeat my life down here. And my divine will makes her love me with the same love with which I loved when I was on earth, carrying out my redemptive life. Therefore, the living in my divine will is everything for the creature and everything for us. Then, I was following the acts of the divine volition in its works, and I thought to myself, what would be a greater glory for God, to follow the acts of creation or those of redemption? And Jesus, coming back, added, my daughter, both of them are greatly pleasing to me, but there is a difference. In the works of creation, the creature finds our majesty in feast, while creating many things with our primary purpose that everything was to serve our will reigning in her. And all created things were to serve as a deposit for her requital of love, of adoration, and of glory toward us. All created things speak of our love toward creatures, and the creature, through them, was supposed to love her creator. You must know that each one of your I love yous that you hide in the sun, in the heavens, and in the other created things is a jewel for us. And we love them, we kiss them, we embrace them and delight with them. We feel glorified and repaid for everything we have done. Do you think we remain indifferent to your many I love yous with which you have invested the creation? Not at all. We look at them one by one, and as our jewels, they give us the joy that we had in creation. Therefore, you make our feast continue. And if these I love yous cannot be seen other than by us, it is because our will being immense, also in creation, its light eclipses your I love yous and keeps them hidden jealously within its bosom. It happens as to the sun, whose light and heat are greater and more intense than all the preciousness of the effects contained within it. These cannot be seen, but it is certain that the sun possesses them. In fact, if its light touches the flower, it gives color and portrays like a painter the variety of beauties of the colors, so as to form the sweetest enchantment for the human generations. If it touches plants and fruits, it gives the multiplicity of the various sweetnesses and flavors. This shows how the sun is not only light and heat, but it hides other goods within its bosom of light. Such is the creature who lives in our will. As she loves and adores, so does our will form the beauty of its iris of love in her works. The variety of joys and sweetnesses of her good acts, which it jealously hides within its bosom. My will is the hiding place of the love and of everything that the creature does in it, forming the most beautiful ornament to our divine works, and the sweet enchantment of our pupils. And our pleasure is so great that we show this to the whole celestial court to let them delight together with us. Therefore, this is the greatest glory she can give us, following our acts of creation. Because she unites herself to our same purpose, she braids herself to our love. We feel her kissing our love, while we kiss hers and make of them one single love. What joy, what happiness to have the creature together with us, loving us and doing what we want to do. Now, in redemption, the purpose changes. It is guilty men that we go searching for. In creation, everything was feast. Our works smiled at us with joy, love, and glory. While in redemption, pains, bitternesses, tears, remedies, medicines, in order to heal man. And the creature, by entering our will, can invest my pains, bitternesses, and tears with her tender and compassionate I love yous, and hide in them the jewels of her I love yous. In this way, by kissing these jewels, I will not feel lonely, but comforted, sustained, and accompanied by one who lives in my will. In the jewels of her I love yous, I will also find one who dries my tears, who shares my pains with me, who defends me. Therefore, always in my will do I want you, so that, whether in feast or in pain, I will keep you always with me.